Dem Rep. Crow, I am not going to tolerate Trump mass deportation. By Pam Key on January 27, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of MSNBC's Deadline, Representative Jason Crow, DCO, said he was not going to tolerate the Trump administration's mass deportations of children and families. Host Nicole Wallace said, "The Trump administration says this is just the beginning, the opening salvo, if you will. They've indicated that one of the next towns that could be targeted could be Aurora, Colorado." She asked, "What are you hearing from your constituents?" Crow said, "Well, Nicole, I represent one of the most diverse communities in the country, and I just want to paint a picture for you. This is a community where nearly 20% of my constituents were born outside of the United States. I have 130 languages spoken in my public school system. And these folks are business owners. They go to school with my kids. They work in our businesses. They are so much a part of the lifeblood and the strength and the vibrancy of our community. They are afraid. Which is why I'm standing up and I'm being very clear about what we're going to tolerate and what we won't." He added, "I think this is important for every American right now to be really clear about what it is we're dealing with. I haven't heard or talked to anybody who says we shouldn't deport and detain violent criminals, that we shouldn't clean up our streets and keep communities, keep our children safe. Everybody agrees on that, and it's already a crime. What we're talking about is a mass deportation. A mass deportation that's rounding up everybody, children, families, business owners. And I would like somebody in the Trump administration to explain to me how doing that is actually going to reduce costs, help our businesses, help our communities, and make us more safe. Because doing that will do the exact opposite and they know it." Wallace said, "So what is the list of what you will tolerate and will not for your district?" Crow said, "Well, I'm not going to tolerate mass deportation of efforts of children and families and people who are striving to start a life here, who want to normalize their status within the United States. We owe those folks comprehensive immigration reform, because that's in our best interests of our economy." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.